with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's chief of staff says Charlie Kirk's assassination has been devastating for White House staffers.
Susie Wiles said Charlie Kirk was very much a part of the White House family.
And maybe the highest profile MAGA person outside of those that are working here. So I think it shook everybody to their core.
And the White House chief of staff told the Scott Jennings Show that this week's political violence brought back the memories of last year's assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life in Butler, Pennsylvania. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the search goes on for Kirk's killer. The FBI has released photos of a person of interest as investigators appeal to the public for tips. The shooter has not been identified and is believed to have jumped off a roof and fled into the neighborhood after firing one shot.
Chief Warrant Officer William R. Ruth, United States Army Reserve.
Tributes in New York, the Pentagon, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, as the nation commemorated the September 11th attacks. President Trump says America has shown its character and resilience.
Out of the wreckage, we watched unbelievable courage suddenly take form. And out of the darkness, we saw the timeless truth of American character shine for the world to see.
At the World Trade Center's site in New York City, the nearly 3,000 victims' names were read aloud Thursday. At the Pentagon in Virginia, a memorial service honored the 184 service members and civilians killed. And near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, a similar ceremony honored the victims of Flight 93. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 617 points. This is SRN News. A new poll about God and politics, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans if they think the Almighty takes a hand on Election Day. When considering the 2024 presidential election specifically, 49% of respondents say they do not believe that God was involved. 32% think President Trump's victory is part of God's plan, but that doesn't mean that he approves of all of Mr. Trump's policies. Those percentages were about the same in 2020. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have granted recognition to same-sex partnerships in the Chinese city and a major setback to the LGBT movement. The legislation, which stopped short of formally legalizing gay marriage, stemmed from one of the recent Hong Kong court rulings that pushed the government to offer more accommodations to LGBT people. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street rolled to more records after mixed data on the economy submitted expectations for coming cuts to interest rates. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% and set an all-time high for a third straight day. The Dow rallied 1.4%, and the NASDAQ Composite climbed 0.7%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market following the reports on joblessness and inflation, as traders bet the Federal Reserve will have to cut interest rates for the first time this year at its meeting next week. European stocks rose after the European Central Bank held its main interest rate steady. The Dow up 617 points today, closing at 46,108. The Nasdaq gained 157 to 22,043. The S&P added 55 to 6587. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.